A new film, Making a Killing, recently made its East Coast debut at the Garden State Film Festival. The independent movie features a notable cast, including Hollywood legend Christopher Lloyd. I sat down with co-star Jude Moran and director Devin Hume to talk about it in Asbury Park.
I heard the old man's getting out.
I didn't think they just let pedophiles out like that.
He's been in there for a year. We've got all his money. He might not have anywhere else to go.
For you, Devin, first. Based on a true story, right? Where'd you get your hands on it?
I moved to Colorado when I was 19, and the first job I had in Colorado, I painted a mortuary for these two morticians, and I got to know those guys, and soon after that, I went to film school and studied cinematography, and anytime it was time to make a film, I would go back down to that town.
These people you worked for were people that were in this film?
So they ended up being accused of murdering another mortician and getting, it was like this tangled love affair and things like that. And we were living elsewhere at the time, and we were reading about these guys in the paper and so surprised that this is how their story ended up. And so we started writing the screenplay.
Lloyd's dead.
How did it happen?
He was shot in the head. Arthur, this is a good thing. We're in the clear. He was the only thing in the way.
So Jude, for you, to my understanding, you have more of a theater background, right, than making films. What was this role like for you?
This is just a great opportunity, you know. Devin gave me the script, and he's like, you know, look, we're probably not going to be able to cast you because, you know, you know, nobody knows who you are or what have you. But I took it and I ran with it, and I did my first audition and they liked it. I did my second audition and they liked it. LA Casting was like, we need somebody with a name, you know? But then I went down for callbacks, and the more that I worked on this character, the more I felt that I think I'm the only one that can play this guy. You know, I grew up in a small town. You know, I understand the nuances that go through this type of character. He is one simple dream, you know, and when you grow up in a small town, that's usually what people do. They have one, you know, goal, you know, and this guy just wanted to go to Alaska, and this other guy promised him that they'd go. And when he started to find out that, well, maybe it's not going to happen, you got to go after your dream in a different way, and he didn't know how to do it on his own.
How sympathetic do you feel for the character that you played?
Oh, immensely. I mean, if you're an artist, you're a dreamer. You know, and when you go after your dream and it falls flat and then you're left with nothing, you know, every artist I think goes through that. No matter how successful they are, they've had that point where they're at the bottom.
You cast some pretty cool people in this film. Obviously, Christopher Lloyd is Hollywood royalty, but even Mike Starr has done a lot of really good stuff. So what was it like directing childhood heroes?
When I met Chris for the first time, we had breakfast, we just talked. He's just such a sweet guy and so film friendly. He just wants to do the best thing for the film. Mike Starr and I, we had a little rocky of a start, you know. He's a big personality and I had a lot to do in a short period of time. And by, I think, 8 hours into our day, Mike and I just connected, boom, like that. And for the 26 days we shot, Mike and I had such a fabulous relationship, and I was bouncing ideas off of him. He's a great improviser. You know, things would come up where we couldn't shoot a scene a certain way because something just didn't work right, and Mike and I would hash it out in the trailer with Jude, and we'd figure it out. Also, in the very beginning, Mike and Jude formed this awesome relationship, and they play brothers in the film. And by day three or so, you guys were like brothers, man. Yeah, we were walking around, and it was very reminiscent of the real characters, you know. Jude really took that demeanor of this guy that, you know, his character was based on.
Go ahead.
What happened here?
Vagrants, probably.
It sounds like you need to own up to some of the things you've done.
So either give me my money or kill me.
has a 30 or 31-year-old guy from Tinton Falls end up with such a great opportunity?
I got very lucky. I met two Canadians named Bruce Robinson and Cheryl Robinson in Hawaii. We met on a lava rock beach outside of Kona, and they basically asked the right guy the wrong question, or the wrong question to the right guy. You know, they asked me if I had any good stories I wanted to tell for my first feature. So I pitched them this film, and they were just so enamored by this story, and then went home and fact-checked me, and then found all these articles, you know, in the paper about it. And I think the fact that I knew these guys and had an insight into the true story, I think that's what really captured them. I think they've had a really good time with this process. You know, they were on set. Our executive producer was pulling around honey wagons, which is the toilets on set, you know, in his truck. They had fun, and they were driving actors around and cruising and just feeling the whole independent film spirit, because this film looks like it has a bunch of money behind it, but we did this like independent filmmakers do, and did it on a shoestring and just did it the best we could. And now they're getting to enjoy the fruits of their labor at festivals where people are saying what they saw in us. They're like, oh man, this is awesome. This is a really cool story to tell. And, you know, I think it brings it full circle when you're able to not only make something, but see it completed and then go somewhere where other people appreciate it.
Jude, Devin, thanks for taking the time to talk to me on WBGO, and best of luck with your film, Making a Killing.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Director Devin Hume and actor Jude Moran. Making a Killing also stars Michael Jai White, Mike Starr, and Christopher Lloyd. It ended up being one of the two films named Best Narrative Feature at the 2018 Garden State Film Festival.